Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. You're listening to Up North News.
Welcome back to the third hour of Up North News. We wrap up on Friday. What is this? I love my dog. My dog will always come. Who does this?
Chad Stevens. Ironically,
Chad Stevens. I see what you did there. Okay. We noticed it was National Dog Day, so we'll here in the dog days of summer, we will take a moment to pay homage to the, it says here, 48.2 million dogs living in the U.S., according to the American Veterinary Medical Association. Any idea how many breeds of dogs are recognized out there, or how many you suspect there are? Because, man, they come in every shape and size.
781.
It's a weirdly specific guess. It's 200 to 500.
I thought it'd be more than that.
The American Kennel Club only recognizes 195 breeds, while a federal or an international group recognizes 360. And then the line says, then there are all the experimental breeds. What? 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 Experimental breeds of dogs? What?
I mean, I would assume that that's a mixing of different
breeds. Yeah, but, you know, it's troubling. Let's see. They figure, how long have we had the dogs around? It's believed that early humans domesticated wild dogs about 12,000 years ago. And based on hieroglyphics and cave paintings, it's believed that it was done with the phrase, "Who's a good boy?" And that was it at that point. Yeah, they had their first.
I have a feeling it took a lot more than that to get the first dogs to be domesticated.
I don't know. If it was a lab, it was just, "Who's a good boy?" And that's it. That's it. It's like, "Come here, I'll rub your belly." And that wolf was like, "I'm done. I got a home. Somebody's gonna feed me." If you are somewhere in the Manitowoc County area this morning and you heard about or noticed a little traffic tie-up, it's because a truck tipped in Manitowoc County Friday morning, spilling out its Amazon packages. This was around I-43 northbound at Green Street Road in the Maribel area. And so there will be some traffic delays there, but more importantly, there may be a few package delays, which is rather unfortunate. But at least they're not like all being delivered by drone, you know, so they still have to be done in bulk. Imagine there's going to be drone crashes at some point of, a package colliding with a pizza or something like that.
I can't imagine what drone traffic would be.
The Jetsons. You've seen the Jetsons.
Yeah, but it's not going to be organized or nice. There's not going to be any semblance
to
it.
I think there might be. And for the same reason that, we have air traffic control that follows particular routes and, particular altitudes. And I hasten to add, since you're listening to the radio, radio was going to be a hodgepodge of stations that their frequencies were stepping on each other. And, somebody would have the same frequency, but they would just have more wattage and infringe on each other. And then the Federal Communications Commission was born to fix that. In other words, boys and girls, what I'm saying is good old regulations. Things that you call regulations, I call protections for consumers and for employees
and for drones, they don't run into each other.
So yes, it's somebody has or will develop that system, because it's only going to get bigger from here. The week before where we said George Jetson was probably born sometime this summer, and so 40 years from now we're going to have the flying cars.
Yeah, I want to say his birthday was right at the start of August, so yep. Right as the show kicked off, it was a George Jetson birthday week.
Yeah, so we are, how do you kids say it? We are a Jetson Stan program. Did I use that right? No?
Okay. I think so.
All right.
It's just funny to hear it out loud. I'm sorry, Pat. I'm laughing next to you, not at you.
I see. I've got the dad shirt on. It's Dad Shirt Friday. And so there's no embarrassment. We have no idea. We think we're cool. And yours, by the way, I immediately identify it as a dad shirt. In part, again, your youth gets in the way. It looks like something that you would wear to bacon night at Wando's, and you know, down in Madison.
I have worn this shirt out before. I don't know if I ever wore it to Wando's. I haven't done a bacon night since college, though.
So. If you have worn it on a night out, I don't see a dad shirt is.
My dad wears plenty of his dad shirts out when he comes out with us. He's a big proponent of dad shirts as well. And that's the hard part is I wake up on Friday mornings. I'm like, shoot, I got to participate in this dad shirt Friday somehow without having. I don't have a very extensive dad shirt wardrobe, so therefore I'm like, all right.
It's not a requirement. You don't have to. I appreciate your willingness to play along.
I'm in solidarity with you.
And by the way, there's only so many more left in my closet. I mean, only enough to do the show till, you know, 2024. And then at some point, I'm gonna run out of these things.
You can recycle some of them then by 2024.
I will try, but and it's not that we have that many viewers on Facebook or Twitter, but they'll call you out because trust me, as a TV anchor, I had north of 200 ties. You know, I cycled through about 8 to 10 suits. Depending on how large I was at the time. And, you know, if you wore a tie a little too often, people let you know. Because there was nothing better to do. This was before social media. So they'd notice. So I have to see if I can wear those again one of these days. And can you wear a dad shirt with a suit? You know, can you put a little blazer over it? We are still going to experiment with fashions on Fridays here. We're going to lay some new ground here. For the men of the world and their tacky, tacky shirts. Back with more after this. You're up north.